there were only three ladies in the room: my wife, her eyebrowless sister, and my sister, a radical young female student who'd just arrived from Petersburg. When Nikolai and Peter entered the room, everyone was suddenly quiet. The guests were the cream of the most extreme radicalism of our venerable town, and had been carefully selected by me for this meeting. Of course, most of the guests had no clear idea why they had been summoned. Peter had already succeeded in pulling together a quintet amongst us, just as he had said he'd done in Moscow, but nobody knew who the five of us were. We were firmly convinced that our cell was the only one of hundreds of thousands of similar cells scattered throughout the country, and at the centre was a controlling secret power which was closely associated with the revolutionary movement all over Europe. But I'm sorry to say that even then there was beginning to be dissension amongst us. I haven't mentioned Shatov. He was there at the furthest corner of the room, his chair pushed back a little, out of the neat row.
He looked down at the floor, was gloomily silent, refused refreshments, and constantly shifted his cap in his hand, as if to make it clear that he had come only for business, and could leave whenever he liked.
Kirillov was not far from him. He also was silent, but unlike Shatov, he looked at every speaker with his staring eyes and listened to everything that was said, without giving anything away. Ladies and gentlemen, if anyone wants to make a statement, I call upon him to do so.
I have a question, said a lame teacher. I'd like to know, are we some kind of meeting, or are we simply a gathering of ordinary beings paying a visit? I ask for the sake of order, so I don't remain in the dark about this question.
People looked at each other, everyone expecting someone else to answer. All eyes suddenly were on Peter and Nikolai. I suggest we vote on the question whether we are a meeting or not.
What does meeting mean?
No one answered. Peter, have you nothing to say?
Nothing whatever, but I would like a glass of brandy.
Nikolai, don't you?
Thank you, I don't drink.
I mean, don't you want to speak, not don't you want brandy?
Look, my statement is this. You're either on board or you're not. We can't go on talking for another 30 years as people have done for the last 30. Which do you want? The slow way, consisting of the composition of socialist romances, which may have an effect 1,000 years from now, while tyranny and privilege continues to dominate? Or do you, whatever its implications, prefer a fast-track method, which will untie your hands, and which will let the people create its own social order in freedom and in action, not on paper? I thoroughly agree that eloquent liberal chatter is a pleasant pastime, and that action can be challenging. However, I'm not a good speaker. I came here with specific communications, so please, let's not vote, but simply state which you prefer. Crawling at a snail's pace in the bog, or charging full steam ahead to get across it.
There can be no doubt about the choice,
muttered someone.
No doubt about the choice.
Followed by another, and then another.
Gentlemen, I see that almost all of you support the policy of the manifestos.
All!
Gentlemen, I have compromised myself more than anyone. And so I will ask you one important question. A question that will clarify whether we are to remain together or part company. If any one of us knew of a planned political murder, would he, taking into account the consequences, inform, or would he stay at home and wait for events to run their course? There may be different views on this. The answer to the question will tell us, without a doubt, whether we are to separate or remain together, and for far longer than this one evening. Would you inform or not?
No!
Of course not!
But think carefully now. If you knew that someone meant to rob and murder someone else, an ordinary human being, like you or me, would you inform and give warning to the authorities?
No!
No informers here!
Shatov stood up. He was holding his cap in his hand and staring at Peter. He wanted to say something, but couldn't. He controlled his hatred for him. He didn't say a word, but walked towards the door in silence.
Shatov, this won't make things better for you.
But it will for you. since you yourself are a spy and a rat.
Who is it?
Will he inform or won't he?
He's not one.
If he were, he would have kept his mouth shut. Nikolai Stavrogin is jetting up too. Stavrogin hasn't answered the question either. Excuse me.